Jason, with all the free agents that have come in, 12 new guys, you looked at what they've added. What are your impressions of what the talent that's been brought into this team?
Oh, I'm excited about it. I mean, it sucks always to see guys go, and when you bring in this many guys, you know, a lot of guys are on their way out. But I'm excited at the talent that we brought in. You got a guy like Bernard Pollard coming off a Super Bowl championship. Delanie Walker played in the Super Bowl with the 49ers, and Sean Green, 1,000-yard back. So we have a lot of guys that have come in, and today was the first day we've gotten a chance to meet those guys, so we're excited about it.
What was Munchak's overriding message?
Just let's get ready to go. You know, he said, talked to us, just the season for him started the day we walked out the building, New Year's Eve, I think it was. And now we're finally back, and let's get started and get ready to make this playoff run.
How excited, I mean, are you, as far as you personally wanting to take the next step with this team? You've been here, but they haven't had a whole lot of success. Your brother, they go to the playoffs every year with the Patriots. How important is it for you, for this team, to take that type of step and for you?
Oh, it's very important. Every year going home at the end of the season, and only getting the 16 games awarded to you, it's a terrible feeling. So I'm excited to get ready this year, and I want to be talking trash to my brother when playoff time comes. So I'm definitely motivated to do so, and excited that we're just getting back and have fun out there, had a little run, a little lift, and everybody's excited to see everybody. You know, we go about 4 months, or however long it is, away from each other, and come back, the jokes are in the locker room and all of that, so it's good to be around the guys.
Does this team need a little bit of a shake-up? I mean, so many new faces. You've got 12 free agents, you know, 9 draft picks potentially. I know a third of the roster could be different. Was that needed?
Well, you know, that's what happens when you go 6-10. Yeah. This business is about production. It's about winning. And last year, we didn't do that. And since I've been here, we haven't been to the playoffs. So you definitely have to shake up the roster. We've got some new coaches in the building as well. So we got to see how everybody gels together. And that's why this time right now is so important. Guys out there running, lifting, getting to know each other, new faces meeting old faces, and everyone just kind of getting a vibe off each other.
You spent much time around Greg Williams, or
No, today was actually the first day that I got a chance to meet him as he addressed the defense. So it seems like his resume speaks for itself. So I think as a defense, we're excited to learn from him. And the combination of him and Coach Gray together, their mindsets and as much knowledge they know about defense, should definitely give us an edge.
What was his initial message to you guys?
Just welcoming us, you know, that first day, kind of just meeting him, telling us a little bit about his philosophy, and just getting to know him and installing some of the defenses.
He talked after Jerry, and it seemed normal.
Oh yeah, it was a normal meeting. Coaches spoke the normal defensive meeting that I've had here for the past 4 years.
You mentioned Bernard Pollard. He plays with a bit of a nasty attitude, mm-hmm. I guess. You think this secondary and/or this defense as a whole can benefit from a guy who has that sort of approach?
Oh, without a doubt. You look at the way he plays the game. That game last year during the playoffs versus New England, he got a shot on Ridley and kind of just took him out, and it was a little brutal. But that's what this game's about. It's about his hard nose and physical, and he brings that aspect to the game. So I remember when we signed him, talking to Griffin, we were excited to have him on the team. And a guy that knows what it takes to win the Super Bowl is always going to be helpful on the team.
So guys can feed off that kind of big hit, and it makes everybody better?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's the object of the game, tackle the ball carrier. So when you can do so and cause fumbles and cause those big hits, it gets the crowd involved, it gets the guys on the sideline involved, and morale is up.
This is the second year now with this off-season schedule. Having been through it once, you feel like you can be better at it, sort of make better use of it? Or, I mean, you like the way it shook out last year?
It is what it is. You know, it's not a huge difference. For us as players, we get a little bit of a longer offseason, which is always enjoyable for us. Probably a little bit of a headache for the coaches. They want to get us back in and get going. But I think we can benefit off of it. Now I think us as players, we're accustomed to Coach Munchak and the way he's doing things. And you already know what's to come and what's expected because you know the schedule. So we'll see.
Anything different for you this offseason? You're training different leading up to this day? Or are you trying to get bigger or do anything different?
The typical offseason trainer, every year I always get up with Chris Hope and Courtland Finnegan. I work out with those guys. But just the normal hard work and getting after and preparing yourself to come back and be in the best shape you can be in. Oh yeah, he was normal, laughing, joking. He did everything that everybody else did in the lift, everything that we all did in the running. So he was the normal Kenny Britt.
Jason, how much do you pay attention to the NFL draft? Is it something that you like to pay attention to? You want to see what types are going to do, or are you fascinated overall by what you're doing?
I don't pay a lot of attention. When I was coming out, you didn't. Then my brother the year after. But now you kind of you excited to see who you draft, so you check out your selections. But beyond that, no, I don't pay much attention to it.
GM for a day?
Draft the best available player at 10.
You hoping for helping, you know, in defense in the draft? Do you feel like you guys still need some work on that side of ball?
Whatever Rustin Webster thinks is what I'm going to roll with. So I'm a player safe, and whoever he drafts, I'm 100% behind.
Jason, how much of a chip do you guys
need
to get
on your shoulders
this year?
Yeah, a ton as a defense. I mean, that's just awful. So to know that we were a part of that and we were in the record books for the wrong reasons, I think that started today. Putting in a different mindset when it comes to defense and trying to be aggressive and understanding what we have to do in order to win games and get to the playoffs. I think we have a huge chip on our shoulders, and we're going out there this year to prove people wrong.
You think anybody in that defensive meeting room wonders about Greg just based on what he went through in the suspension and all that? There's a lot of speculation that when he reemerged, guys would have trust issues based on what he may have done in terms of talking about what went on behind closed doors there.
I think for us as players, this is football. No one's concerned about what went on in New Orleans or what went on with everything that he had to do. But whatever went on, there was a punishment behind it. He was out of football for a year, and he did that, and now he's back. So I think for us, it's about how can he help us get better as a team, and what do we have to do in order to be in the playoffs this year. So as a defense, I think that's our biggest concern about winning this year and moving along. It's a ton of emotions, especially depending upon the different players. I sat through mine and sat through my brother. So for me, it was watching 202 guys get drafted before me. For Devin, it was to watch 26 guys, but totally different experiences. But the emotions are similar. I remember for him, it was like he was a possible first round, possible second rounder. And as the first round dwindled down, he was getting really nervous, getting really anxious. For me, it was, as the draft was dwindling down, I was getting a little anxious, a little nervous. So it's very frustrating a little bit to watch so many guys go, but it kind of builds you up. So me as a sixth rounder coming in, I had a lot to fight for and a lot to prove, and I think that's kind of what motivated me and probably has me where I am today. Just my regular phone, and that's the most frustrating part is I got a phone call, I think, in the fourth round and a phone call in the fifth round. It was like, okay, well, we're just making sure this is your phone number and it works. So, and then as the draft ends, you get a coach that may call you and try to keep you in tie of your line and possibly try to get you on a free agent deal. So a lot goes on behind it, but it's an exciting time to be drafting and a dream come true. I actually had a college teammate, Muhammad Sanu, who when he came out, somebody prank called him and told him, they were getting ready to draft him. He thought he would be drafted, and then he didn't end up getting drafted to the third round, but it worked out for him.
Your experience as a captain last year, how valuable is that in blending with you guys on the team and the new coaches that
there? I think it's valuable because I think guys look up to me. They voted me as a captain, and I think I take a little bit of a role to try to maybe help blend that. Get a chance to maybe talk to Greg Williams in private and understand the message he's trying to get across to the guys, and I can try to help relay that. And then for the new guys, welcome them in. We have a guy, Bernard Pollard, in the secondary, George Wilson, experienced veteran. So guys like that we can learn a ton from. And you guys just got to make sure as a team and the guys that are already here that we're receptive to it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.